Hey, that was Vision, The Lord Is My Joy. It took me a long time to find that record. It wasn't very well published, and so it's a hard time to find it, but glad I did. It's a great album, and it's just self-titled Vision. But next we're going to listen to Mylon Lefevre and Broken Heart sing I Will Rejoice.
Since my
Mile in the Fever and Broken Heart, I Will Rejoice. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4:4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. He says, be happy. But wait a minute, how can you command someone to feel an emotion? I mean, you either you're happy or you're not, right? I mean, you can't just command somebody to be happy. I mean, it's just impossible, right? Is that what he's saying? Well, he's not really commanding us to feel an emotion of happiness. You know why? Because all people desire to feel happiness. It's not something we have to be commanded to do. It's something we all naturally seek anyways. We seek after it. The problem is that we base our happiness, or we seek our happiness, on faulty things and cheap imitations, the things, the possessions and pleasures of this world. And therefore, our happiness is constantly fluctuating depending on whether or not we have those things we want or don't have them, or whether or not good circumstances to us are bad. So we're always fluctuating, because our happiness, our joy, is sought in things that are unreliable. And that it's an inferior kind of happiness that we have. It's a imitation of the real kind of joy that God, a cheap imitation of the real kind of joy that God created mankind to experience. And it's really a substitute happiness that tastes great, but is really less filling. The kind of happiness that God wants you to experience can only be found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so Paul is simply commanding us when he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. He's really just commanding us to base our happiness in the right thing, and that is in God. And that's what David did in Psalm 16:11. He said, you will make me know the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Now, most people have fallen for the lie that the devil has told them that, hey, if you do things for God, if you do things God's way, you're going to be limited. You're not going to be happy. You're going to really, he's going to be cramping your style, and your freedom is going to be limited. But Jesus tells us just the opposite. He says to his disciples, he's been talking to them in John 15 about pursuing a life of obedience to him and doing abiding in him. And he says this in John 15:11. He said, these things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. You see, God knows how to make us happy, and obedience to God's way and his plan is the way we're going to be happy. So don't believe the lie of the devil. Don't base your happiness on good circumstances or a better job or a great catch or more money or more this or more that. Base your happiness on God and a relationship with him. Well, Daniel Band's going to sing for us a song called Two Roads. Daniel band with Two Roads. You know what Jesus said in Matthew 7, 13 and 14? He said this, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it." And that's what they were singing about. There's only two roads, they said. You know, there aren't many roads. There's only two. And lots of people like to believe there are many paths to heaven, but the Bible only declares there's only one road to heaven. There's only two roads in general. They don't lead to the same place either. They lead to different places. The narrow gate leads to a narrow way, which leads to heaven. The wide gate leads to a broad path, which leads to hell. And which gate are you entered on? I mean, what gate have you gone through? What path are you on? There are a lot of people that think they've entered the narrow gate because they believe in Jesus. But while they say they believe in Jesus, they're not walking along the narrow path. And therefore, they're not going to end up in heaven. The real proof that I have entered through the narrow gate and have truly been saved is if I'm walking on the narrow way. But if I say that I'm a Christian, yet I'm walking on the broad path, the path of sin, then I'm mixed up in my directions. You know, I've got my directions wrong, and I've been deceived, and I'm heading in the wrong way. I'm heading the wrong way. Well, let's listen to a block here of some bands. Now, we're going to listen to David and the Giants, and they're going to sing a song, Almost Midnight. And this goes back a way, but it's a great little song. I want you to listen to what they sing about.
Woke up this morning, had Jesus on my mind. Looked out my window, I thought about the time. It's getting late, but it's later than you think. Yes, it is. And though the sun is shining, you don't know that it's almost midnight. Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to go to hell? Where are you going? Only time will tell. Get in the door. And that door is Jesus Christ. Yes, it is. And you ain't got forever, 'cause you see, it's almost midnight. Well, it's almost midnight when the Lord is a-coming. It's almost midnight when the saints of God are going home. It's getting late, but it's later than you think. Yes, it is. And you ain't got forever, 'cause you see, it's almost midnight. Well, it's almost midnight when the Lord is a-coming. It's almost midnight when the saints of God are going home. It's almost midnight, y'all. Come on. Get in that door, y'all. It's almost midnight. It's almost midnight. It's almost midnight.
Yes, it is. David and the Giants, local band out of Mississippi there back when I was in college in Alabama. I heard of them a lot. Never got really big, but I like that song a lot. It says it has a very good message for you. It's almost midnight. It's almost time for Christ to return. Every day is a step closer to that event. Here's Daryl Mansfield singing about that day when Christ does return in a song called Thunder and Lightning.
Thank you.
Okay, Thunder and Lightning, Daryl Mansfield, singing about the day when Christ returns. There will be thunder and lightning. A very scary time for those who do not know Christ, but a very joyful time for those who do and have lived their lives for him on earth and who may be alive at the time he comes. Next, we're going to listen to Carrie Livgren sing about the same thing. It's called When Things Get Electric.
Street
Gary Livgren, when things get electric, things are going to happen quickly, the twinkling of an eye, as they sang about, as Jesus himself said, that the coming of the Son of Man would be like a thief in the night. Where people are saying peace and safety, they won't suspect his coming. He'll come quickly, and he will be able to be seen by all. It will not be a secret gathering of his believers. It will be even as lightning is seen from all across the sky. Of course, not here in Sandpoint. We don't really have lightning, but back in other parts of the country, lightning is seen all over, and it's no disguising it, no hiding it. So also the return of Christ will be. Now, at that time, there are going to be the Antichrist is going to be around upon the return of Christ, according to what Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2. And Matthew Ward sings a song about the Antichrist and his effect on people, and a warning that we should have and be on the lookout for. And it's called, Matthew Ward's song is called, It's All Right. Matthew Ward, It's All Right. No relation, of course. I wish he was. He could sing, that's for sure. That was back in the early days, though, early 80s when he sang that song. But a great one. You know, the Bible says this about the Antichrist in 2 Thessalonians 2, 8 through 10. It says, then the lawless one, that is the Antichrist, will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. That is, the one who's coming is in accordance with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. You know, the Antichrist will appear on the scene, and he will do unbelievable things, miraculous things, things that those whose faith is merely based off what they see and experience will be deceived by. They'll be deceived by him because they don't have a love for the truth. They don't have a love for God's word, and their faith is not built off what God's word says, but rather what they see and experience. And they're going to be deceived, and that's not a good thing. Which one of those are you? What's your faith built off of, if you even have faith? What is it? Is it built off what you see and taste and feel, what you experience? Or is it based off what God says in the word? That's what really counts. That's what's going to protect you from being deceived by the Antichrist. And next, we're going to hear about false teachers, which are closely linked to the coming of the Antichrist, because in the Bible it declares that the spirit of the Antichrist is working even now. That's back when the Bible was written. He was working even now, preparing the way for the Antichrist arrival on the scene here on earth in a person. And that means that there's false teachers who are coming, who are laying the foundation, which are going to deceive people into believing that the Antichrist is somebody that he is not. And here's Petra singing about that in their song, Pied Piper. With Pied Piper. You know what they sang in that song? They said, it's not hard to understand what people see in you. You tell them they can have their cake and eat it too. Well, let me tell you, there are many, many famous and popular teachers and preachers today who are teaching that very same thing. The same thing they taught in Jeremiah's day. You see, Jeremiah in the Bible was sent by God to proclaim the message of his judgment upon the nation of Israel for their forsaking of God. They were sinning against him and weren't repenting, and they were worshiping idols and other things. And God sent him there to proclaim that judgment was coming. But there were other prophets who were there in Israel in those days, and they were proclaiming a different message to the people of God. And God says to them over in Jeremiah 23, verse 16, he says, "Do not listen to the words of the prophets who are prophesying to you. They are leading you into futility. They speak a vision of their own imagination, not from the mouth of the Lord." And they're coming up with their own stuff. They're not getting it from my word. And they keep saying to those who despise me, "The Lord has said, you will have peace." And for everyone who walks in the stubbornness of his own way, they say, "Calamity will not come upon you." Well, let me tell you something. That is not true. And that's what they were telling those people. And there are many today who are telling you the same thing, that it's okay, you know, if you're sinning. It's okay. God loves you and he'll forgive you. Hey, that's not the message of the Bible. That's not from God's word. And I just want to warn you that if you're living in sin, you're not okay with God. Don't be deceived by some of these people you hear on the radio or TV that tell you that you're okay if you're living in sin. You're not. God requires that those who follow him and live for him live in holy. And that is a manifestation that they're truly saved, because they're producing fruit that looks like Christ. And that is God's purpose in the heart of a Christian, is to make them look like Christ. Well, we're going to be played out today by a song by DeGarmo and Key with their song Rock Solid. And as they sing that song, they talk about somebody trying to deceive them, and they reject the false teaching, and they say, "No, I'm rock solid. I'm standing on Jesus Christ." Is that where you're standing today? And have a good weekend, and I'll see you next week.
It's 8:30 a.m. My name is Austin.
At the end of the day, we have a responsibility to act.
And as the